I have a moniker. I guess you could call it a moniker. I'm not going to tell you anything that you don't already know. And that's not because I don't know anything, and it's not because God can't reveal new things through me, but it's more because when I speak, when I preach, when I sing, when I do any of these things, it's more experiential. So I'll tell you stories because I love to tell stories, and I'm in good company because Jesus loved to tell stories. And so, again, I'm not going to tell you anything that you already know, because the things that I talk about are how much God loves us and how faithful he is to us. And again, you already know that. You know, you have a pastor, and his name is Dave as well. And he probably comes up here every Sunday, and he tells you about God's love for you, and he tells you about how God is good to you and about how he is faithful to forgive you and to take care of you. And these are things that I've experienced in my life. And it's kind of funny because I'm not really a pastor's kid, because my dad wasn't a pastor. He's an evangelist. So he used to go around and basically do what I'm doing with my mom and another couple who actually just had their 50th anniversary last night. And my parents went to their party and they had a good time. And so they used to go around and sing and share. And my dad was the one that did most of the speaking. So I used to, as a kid, I would sit in the front and I would watch him, and he would never have a pulpit in front of him. He would never have notes. He would never do anything like that. And I would be amazed. And it's like, how do you remember all of that script that you're saying? And he's like, it's not a script. I don't have it written down. I don't have notes, because I just tell people about the experiences that God has worked in me. And so I was amazed as a young boy watching my dad and listening to him speak and just being so in awe of the fact that he's doing all of this without reading it off of a paper. But now that I'm older, I completely understand, because I kind of do the same thing. I talk to people out of the experiences that I've had. So I know that I've been here a few times throughout the years, so some of you may remember me, some of you may not, and that's perfectly okay. I am a singer-songwriter, I'm a musician, I play the guitar, and I tour around Canada, and I do concerts and worship services for churches all across the country. And so if you are interested in my ministry and you want to know a little bit more, I do have a website, which is davidbracken.com. I am on social media, so you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. I encourage you guys, if you do look at those social media pages, like, follow, share, whatever you want to do. I also have my CDs on a table in there, as well as I have some shirts. If you want to come and talk to me afterwards, then this is what I do to help my ministry grow, is I have CDs and I have my mom's books that she wrote. And I know that most of the folks here, that if you have seen me before, you probably already have one or two of my CDs. So I would understand if you're like, oh no, I'm okay, I don't need it. But I just wanted to lay it out there, just because that's what I do. But onto what's important. The thing up here that through the storm, God is faithful. And I don't want to refer to it too much, because I don't want to give it any sort of authority or power by using the C word. COVID stinks. And COVID put me out in a lot of ways, because I'm supposed to be able to tour and to share the gospel through songs and through ministry, and I haven't been able to do that. The last tour that I did was in March of last year, which was shortly after I was actually here for the Valentine's Day coffee house that you guys put on. I came here and did some music for that, and that was one of the last shows that I did. That's a long time to be without doing concerts. Because it's my passion, it's my love, it's what I love to do, and I haven't been able to do it. So it's put me out in a lot of ways. It put me out of work. I wasn't able to tour. It put me out of practice. So my finger calluses definitely went away, because I wasn't using it all the time. I wasn't playing all the time. So it put me out in that way. And actually, my voice went, and I was I was scared. I was so scared. I don't know if it was a cold or if it was COVID or what it was. I don't know. But at the beginning of the year, last year, I had a really bad cough and it messed up my voice. And I couldn't sing. I couldn't hit the notes that I normally would. And so I think that it's just part of it is because I wasn't practicing and using it all the time. So it maybe just kind of went dormant. So it's put me out of practice. Put me out of shape. That's for sure. I'm rocking the dad bod right now. Normally when I'm out and touring, I try to present myself a little bit better. My shoes are all muddy, and this is the nicest shirt I have right now. And I know I don't necessarily look the part of the preacher who comes up in a jacket and a tie, or at least, you know, a nice dress shirt or something. I know I don't look the part, but it's definitely, well, I guess I can't say that it's completely put me out of shape, because where round is a shape, it's not necessarily the shape I want to be in, but it's put me out. It's put me out in a lot of different ways. But I find that, and Sam, my wife, she kind of called me on it a little bit. She called me on it because we were just talking about different things. And I find that when somebody asks me about something, I will tell them and then I'll bring in a negative. Not because I want to, it's just because that's how I am as a person. That's how I am, is I bring in a negative. So we were talking about, the kids were at camp for a week, and my sister texted me, and she said, oh, it must have been so nice to hang out, but we weren't able to send them to camp for them to stay the night, so I had to drive from Oakville to Winkler and back every day, sometimes twice a day. So all I said, and Sam was looking over my shoulder, and I said, yeah, it was great, but there was a lot of driving. So there it is, bringing in the negative. It's like, yes, there was a lot of driving. And so what I should have said was, it was amazing. I love my wife. She's wonderful. And it was great to spend time with her. But I didn't. I brought in the negative because that is, as a human, I guess you could put this title on it. Humans, whiny by nature. Am I far off or am I pretty bang on? See, it boils down to look at the weather, okay? Think of a typical Manitoban talking about the weather. We're in the middle of winter. We're talking to somebody like, hey, how's it going? Oh, man, it's so cold outside. It's so cold, and there's wind all over the place. And, oh, man, I kind of sound like Buddy. Oh, man. Oh, there's so much snow in my driveway, and it's cold, and I have to go out and shovel it, and my nose gets those little crystals in it, and I'm crying because it's so cold outside. And then I just want it to be spring so that the snow goes away. And then spring comes. Hey, how's it going? Oh, man, it's spring, and there's water everywhere, and water in my basement, and water all over my yard, and water in my eyes because I'm crying so much because there's just water everywhere. I wish it was summer so that it would just hurry up and get warm, because these Manitoba springs aren't warm. Get to summer. Hey, how's it going? Oh, man, it's so hot outside. It's so hot, and I can't handle this anymore, and I'm just so hot, and I'm just sweating all the time, and sweating from my eyes because I'm crying all the time, and I don't know why it's always so hot, and I just wish that we could get a break from the heat so we could be better. I wish it was fall so we could get a little bit cooler, and then fall comes. Hey, how's it going? Oh, man, it's the leaves everywhere, and I just have to go outside and do my chores, and I have to rake up all the leaves and put them in the bags, and that's no fun, and I don't want to do that. It's no fun. It's starting to get cold outside, and it's raining all the time, and I don't know what to do, because I wish it would just change the seasons to the winter so I didn't have to worry about all this rain all over the time, and then it's just a cycle, because, of course, you get back to winter. Oh, man. It's cold outside. But that's just, it's how we are. We always try to find the negative in things. And we're always bringing out the negative. When things can be the most positive thing in the world, we still, as humans, will try to find that negative because we can't be happy. We just can't. Because there's storms in life. And see, even in the title of the sermon, I'm talking about storms. I can't just talk about it. God's faithful. I should have just left it at that. God is faithful. Because he is. He is so faithful. But life happens, storms come. It says in the Bible, consider it pure joy when we face trials of many kinds. Is that in James? Yeah? James wrote to consider it pure joy when we face trials of many kinds. He didn't say if. There was no if in there. If you face trials of many kinds, there is a when. It's a very definitive when you face trials. Troubles are going to come. Storms are going to try and hurt you. God is faithful. And we are supposed to consider it pure joy because then that shows us. It shows us that God is there. And we're so busy sometimes looking for the negative and bringing out the negative that we forget God is faithful. He's always faithful. I've in my ministry, I've had a lot of issues with finances, and I'm going to get to a scripture in a moment just to kind of sum up why I'm bringing this up. But I've had a lot of issues with finances. And it's been definitely a hindrance in ministry and why I haven't been able to go and do as much as I want to, do as many concerts, do as much traveling, do as much ministry as I want to, because it's definitely a hindrance. But I'm not bringing that up for any other reason, but just to premise this story that I want to share is we were on our way back from a hockey tournament that my son was taking part in. My son loves hockey. I've got an 11-year-old boy, his name is Noah, and I've got a 9-year-old girl named Mayel, and I want to give these kids the world. You know, as a dad, I want to be there for them. I want to give them everything that I possibly can, and if that means putting me out financially to have my son play this tournament in Minnesota so that we can drive down and stay in a hotel for 2 nights and have to eat out and then come back and not have a penny to our names, I'm going to do it because I love my son and I want him to have the world. And it's tough sometimes because I remember on the way back from that tournament, we were about 10 kilometers from home and we had a little bit of gas left in the tank. And I knew that we didn't have a whole lot left after having to pay for the hotels and pay for the food and pay for the gas. And it's not like this is just a one-time thing. This has continually been happening in my ministry, in my life. And so I remember sitting in my car, kids were asleep, Sam was asleep next to me, and I just started praying. And I was like, God, why does this continue to happen? Why am I continually getting to this place? For some of you who are familiar with my ministry, a few years ago, I had the same sort of situation, and I wrote a song called Empty, where the situation was I was coming back from a tour, didn't have any money, ran out of gas on the side of the road, didn't know what I was going to do, and then this song came out of it. And the song is called Empty. And I just remember crying out to God as I was driving home from this hockey tournament, just saying, God, how can I be empty again? How is this possible? How can this keep on happening? And then I felt this peace in my spirit. It's just overwhelming sense of peace. And he reminded me of Jeremiah 29:11. And most of us know that. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you, to give a hope in the future. And I think it was perfect that you were talking about prospering us in our hearts, prospering us in our spiritual lives, because it's not about, that verse isn't about giving us money. And I think that some people kind of get that wrong, is because God wants us to succeed in our hearts. He wants us to live our lives abundantly. And that's what I was getting to in that. And I was reading this morning, I was sitting right there, and I was reminded, not reminded, because I basically said, God, can you show me something this morning? And of course, I opened up my Bible app, and it was in Philippians. And Philippians 4, verse 10 says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had not had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether being well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through him. He gives me strength. Now, most of us know that one. We know I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But we just continue in that. And Paul goes on to say, in verse 17, not that I desire your gifts. What I desire is that more be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I received the gifts you sent. They are a fragrant offering, an acceptable sacrifice, pleasing to God. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And I actually have that portion of scripture written down in a little frame that I have next to my bed to remind me, because a lot of the time I go out and I'll do a concert and I'll talk about my books and my CDs and I'll say you can give a donation to my ministry and I'll talk about all that sort of thing. And I sometimes will leave a concert feeling bad because I feel like I'm just, for lack of better terms, mooching. And that's not what I want to do. And so I had to read that to remind myself that I know what it is to have plenty and I know what it is to have nothing, but I need to be content with where God has me. And so I'm not here to ask for your money. We'll lay that out right there. I'm not here to ask for your money. I want to be a blessing. I want to share songs. I want to share stories. I want to be here to bless you. I noticed that it is past 12 and I can hear your stomach rumbling from here. No, I can't. I'm just kidding. But I want to share what the experience that happened when I was driving home from that hockey tournament, when I prayed to God and when he reminded me that he has a plan and a purpose for me. At that moment, I just started singing a song that was coming out of my heart. And I was doing it very quietly because I didn't want to wake the kids up. But I just remember singing it, and I grabbed my phone, and I opened the, yes, I did it while I was driving. You will forgive me, I'm sure. But I grabbed my phone, and I brought up the voice recorder app, and I just started singing the song into my phone, and then I got to it later that day, or sort of the next day, rather. And I brought it up, and I the emotion and everything that was flowing through at that time, with what God was revealing to me, I was amazed at what I was hearing, and so I wrote it all down and put it on paper, and then I quickly did a demo recording of it, and I sent it to my producer, and I said, "Do you think this is something that we could record?" And he's like, "We need to get that done now." And so it's the next single that I'm going to be releasing in probably a month or two. I haven't got it ready yet, but I wanted to share it with you because it definitely goes along with what is right there. And that through the storms, he is faithful. Because everybody goes through this. I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know, because I know that every single one of us has been there, whether it be the problems with finances or whether it be the problems with health problems or whether it be the problems with family problems or any kind of problems. We've all been there. And I'm not telling you anything that you don't already know, because you've felt it, you've experienced it, you've lived it just like I have. And when I was in that moment, when I wasn't sure what I was going to do next, God laid this song on my heart, and I want to share it with you. I've never felt so cold before. A woeful embrace surrounding me.
I've never felt so alone before. It's almost like you've turned your face from me. Sometimes harder to see. You know better than me. So I'll hold on tight to your promises when I cannot see the plan. Then you whisper truths that your prophet said. I have a hope, I have a future in you. Back in this place I have been before, a scratch and claw for every knee. Fallen from grace, I can't take any more. At least that's what the liar's telling me. I know it's untrue and it's all in my head. I just can't believe that I'm empty again. So I'll to your promises when I cannot see the plan. Then you whisper truth that your prophet said. I have a hope, I have a future in. So I'll hold on tight to your promises when I cannot see the plan. Though I have no clue just what lies ahead, yeah, I have a hope. I have a future in you. In you.
We have a hope and a future because God gave it to us, not because we deserved it, not because we earned it in any way, but because he loves us. He loves us unconditionally, regardless of how whiny we are, regardless of how much trouble we're in, regardless of any of these things. He loves us and he cares for us and he wants the best for us. And I want to do a closing song that we can sing together that I think just kind of sums it up. One that basically sums up what we've been talking about. And I don't know if I need to talk anymore because I'm already long-winded as it is. But let's... if you wouldn't mind, let's stand together and let's worship and praise our God who is faithful, regardless of our situation, He is our rock in times of trouble, and our hope is in him alone.